So this is a brand new office that we're talking about. What has this office been tasked with from the administration?
Yes, actually, there are two sustainability-related structures that have been put in place. One is the Office of Sustainability, of which I am the director. The other is the Council on Sustainability that the Chancellor actually is the chair of, and I will vice chair that. The Council on Sustainability is really meant to bring campus leaders together to think about our strategic priorities in this way and consider an action plan, if you will, for how we move forward in the future. The Office of Sustainability operationalizes that plan.
What kinds of things have been going on that's going to be a part of this new overreaching organization?
Well, there are a couple of things that we could look at short-term and long-term. First of all, in the short-term, the University of Illinois has signed on with many universities, actually about 580 right now, in a pact, if you will, or a plan to begin to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And in the early part of that, we are inventorying where we are at in that. We'll develop a plan in the first couple of years, and then we'll begin to put that plan in action. So that's a near-term priority that we have. In the longer term, and especially during this coming year, we will be bringing many people together, both from campus and our surrounding communities, to talk about what we think our strategic advantages and strengths and opportunities are to really be a national and international leader in these issues around the environment. That includes energy use, water, many facets of what we call sustainability. So our long-term goal here is to positively influence and affect our students, our surrounding community, but quickly gain momentum in a way that we really are recognized as an international leader. And I might add, in the early part of the activities that we're planning, there are a couple of words that are very important here. One is communicate, and another is coordinate. There are already many really creative, important projects underway on this campus right now. Those range from activities that our facilities and services operation have to
research. These are things such as recycling.
Exactly. And, We're recycling right now about half of what we could, but those have been very impressive steps in the last few years. We're doing very creative things in some of our dorms in terms of local foods, in terms of experimenting with energy use and behavior, and what kinds of behavior can really significantly affect that. And almost any leaf that you turn over at this university, there are important creative things going on. So that's why in the early stages, communicate and coordinate will really be important here.
To what extent do you have to further sustainability on campus? Is this something that you have to set specific goals for?
Yes.
A higher percentage of recycling, more
yes.
locally grown foods, that sort of thing.
And the specific goals that we will set will probably be a year or so out. That's exactly what we're talking about now. But I can give you one example of a goal that this campus has already set. By 2011, we would like to reduce our electricity use by 10%. By around 2016, we would like to reduce that by 20%. So there are instances where we have specific goals in mind, and we have impressive early steps in looking at how we can achieve that. And just focusing in on energy again for a minute here, right now there are about 80 buildings on this campus from which about 90% of our building-related energy consumption is attributed to. And we're actually now metering those buildings, beginning to understand the performance of those buildings, and in some cases thinking about where are those places where we can make modest investments and get quick gains in terms of energy conservation. And there's actually been an early success story in that. The Krannert Center was retro-commissioned with some ways in which we've improved energy efficiency, and that project cost about $188,000, and we calculate that within the first maybe 6 months or so, we will have more than recovered that investment. So those kinds of early steps are under consideration.
Is there going to be more accountability on the individual tenants of those buildings? How is that going to work?
There is. Those plans are underway right now, but units are now beginning to get some early information about what the energy use is, and there are the beginnings of sort of a shadow process by which they would understand if they were paying those bills how much it would cost.
One area of concern, and you mentioned earlier, was the wish to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. I'm sure a large portion of that comes from Abbott Power Plant, a traditional, conventional coal-burning power plant. How is that going to fit into long-term sustainability? Is there a future for Abbott? What is that future? How do you change it?
I don't have any specific information on the future of Abbott, but you are right. If you look at both coal, electricity production, electricity that we purchase, those are very large contributors to our carbon footprint, if you will. So we're going to have to look at them. I don't think that if we project where energy needs are going, we're going to stop using coal anytime soon. So technologies that improve our efficiency, that improve our carbon footprint, if you will, our emissions will be important. So that's why, from the standpoint of the University of Illinois, a whole range of activities are important here, ranging from more conserving-like behavior to new technologies and how we as a major research institution can begin to contribute to solving those problems in new ways as well.
How about students? How do you impart all this to students? Well, how well have they taken to the sustainability message, and how much are you going to hold students accountable as well?
Well, you know, students are very interested in these topics. We are benefiting from strong student interest, and I can give you a couple of examples of that that are just sort of fiscal-oriented. Students now pay a $2 per semester clean energy fee. They pay a $5 per semester sustainability, environmental-related fees, and student groups are making decisions about how to invest those funds. We are working with those groups and look forward to, I think, a very careful partnership with them in terms of what their interests are. And, you know, I'm certainly impressed with how the emerging generation takes these issues very seriously. I think they want solutions in maybe a shorter time frame than my generation has looked for them to be in.
Now, I believe one of the projects that fee had been paying for was the development of a wind farm on
that
the university.
Is correct.
What happened to that?
And,
where is that?
There is a wind turbine that is being ordered. Initially, it will be one turbine, and that has been a contribution of investments from that student fee. The Illinois Clean Energy Fund, campus and university-wide investments as well. We anticipate that that one turbine will contribute about 1% of our electricity needs. And that 1% is larger than that particular number. Symbolically, this is important. This is also a feature on our campus that we can begin to experiment with. And it's certainly going to be an exciting element of how we look into the future.
How far is that down the road?
I don't think we have a set date for implementation yet, but we have the turbine identified. I believe the acquisition process is underway right now, but we don't have this is the date in which this will be deployed.
What kind of pressure will the U of I be facing from the state, from other agencies, to make progress on sustainability, to reduce electric use, to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, water usage, and the like?
I think there are maybe two forms of expectations from the state, probably more than that. One would be, okay, University of Illinois, as an important contributor to greenhouse emissions, what are you going to do? And I think that we are positioning ourselves to be a leader, to creatively address those. You know, it is well known that our energy costs are very high. If you go back to 2003, this campus had an energy cost of around $26 million. I believe that was mainly around buildings. Within two fiscal years, that had doubled. We project that energy cost could be around $70 million in this coming year. So one expectation that Illinois taxpayers have is University of Illinois, use as many resources as you can to be about your mission with students, with research and teaching. And so that's an expectation that we have. But I think there's another one that's very important here, too, and that is how we begin to identify and demonstrate new technologies, new ways of behaving around these issues that communities can benefit from as well. We look for careful partnerships with our surrounding region and communities. We look for careful partnerships with communities of practice. Even the city of Chicago is talking a lot with our campus about how we can contribute to some of sustainability issues in that particular setting. So we want to lead this both in terms of our own actions and behavior, but also in how we look at these issues and begin to help Illinois in a much wider way deploy what we can do here.
And we've talked basically about those fairly down-to-earth, well-known uses of resources and emissions of carbon dioxide, for example, power plants and automobiles and, mm-hmm. and using water and that sort of thing. Are there unusual uses of resources on the U of I campus that you also have to deal with, things that we may not be thinking of that you're
yes.
going to have to work into the
yes.
sustainability, use large sources of electricity or other resources?
Or yes, maybe they just present other kinds of challenges, if mm-hmm. you will. And I'll give you one that will get a lot more attention in the future. At this point, has not. That's what we call e-waste, and we all are chock full of these old electronic devices. We don't quite know what to do with them.
Especially on a campus that's used electronic devices for ages and
right.
ages.
That's right. We are a leader in electronics, and yet because of our own state of Illinois laws and requirements, it's not easy to you don't just throw those things away, and we wouldn't want to anyway. There are a variety of challenges around that we're looking at, and it's a good example of maybe a less talked about but very, very important issue that not only this campus but an average citizen and community faces as well. So we're talking about that, a whole range of possibilities from helping people that actually develop and sell new computers, as an example, to come up with better ways to someday take those out of commission and do that safely, to just what we do on this campus to begin to address those things as well. So that's an example of a very important issue, not in the headlines yet, but clearly one because we are a leader in computing. We can also be a leader in terms of how we address that kind of issue. Another one that is perhaps better known, but one that is also very important, and that is in a state like Illinois, 80 to 85% of our energy production or our fresh water production or use of it relates to energy. So we really have an energy-water nexus, if you will. It's hard to address one without thinking about the other. You know, many people, we see this in the newspapers regularly, that the next oil-like dilemma that we're going to face is around water, and that's not just here, but globally. So there's a lot of important research projecting, modeling, evaluating that particular situation as well. Doesn't get in the newspapers every day, but we truly are a leader in that way.
And we're not in an area where we think about, you know, water restriction and shortages.
You're right. We're not. We sit on one of the best aquifers in the world, and yet we know that we are also beginning to seriously challenge the capacity of that aquifer. We live in a day and age where water shortages and water abundances, if you will, play themselves out in different ways in different places. Even in Illinois, there are important kinds of water shortages right now. And there are also, and if you go back 2 or 3 weeks ago, in a 24-hour period, Chicago set the record for the amount of rainfall that had ever been recorded in 130 or so years. And that presents another kind of water issue as well. So as we look to these things, we know that an important approach that the University of Illinois takes here is that these are global issues, and they play out in global ways and connections in many different facets, and we want to look at it that way, starting in our backyard, looking at our local communities, beginning to communicate and coordinate more effectively in terms of what we are already doing on campus, but setting ourselves up to be a true leader in this nationally and internationally. And there are many programs which we already are leading in that way.